games the last couple of weeks as a player, you just kind of shake your head and think, how does this happen?
No, they're just a team that don't give up. They don't quit. They fight to the end, and it shows. And they came out on top at the end of a lot of their games. So you just know that they won't give up, so we got to play 60 minutes.
Is that something that grabs your attention when you see a team that won't?
Of course. You have to.
Are there specific things offensively that they do better than most teams?
No, not that I feel like. I mean, they're a great team. They got great players. But I don't feel like they do anything specific any different. But they're going to give you a few challenges that you're going to have to lock into.
Like what?
Just their quarterback play, running back, how good they are. They can go out to receivers, so you got to be locked in with that. They can give you a bunch of different challenges.
Did you see on the screen that touchdown catch when they showed it in South Carolina?
Yeah, I saw it.
What was that? What did you think about that?
It's crazy. At first, I seen the Georgia one, so I'm like, okay, 10 seconds left, this game's over with. And they showed the replay of the Tennessee catch, so you just know those guys won't give up, so you got to be tuned into that.
As a safety, what did Georgia do wrong on that play?
You gotta defend the ball, not the man, I guess. That's what I would say. Defend the man, not the ball.
5-0 for a third straight season. What do y'all feel like is going to be different about this year than maybe since you were just
saying? Say it again.
What do you feel like is going to be different about this year? 5-0 for a third straight year.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel? You know, people say it just seems different this year. Does it seem different to you? And what do y'all feel like you're going to do different?
Yeah, it seems different, but I feel like it's more of a like we're more focused on just getting better each week. I don't feel like we look at it as a whole as if we're 5-0. We just look at it as, okay, we got to be 1-0 this week. So I feel like that is a lot.
How excited is this team to be back at Kyle Field on Saturday?
We real excited. Got a big game, college game day. We're going to be real excited.
Do you sense the excitement around this one because it's a top 10 battle, because there's so many extra things around the game? Do you guys feel that?
I mean, each game to me and all of us is, we take it just as serious, but you can feel the pressure that it's more. It can be more exciting with all the pressure that's around it.
You guys expect to be at full strength with all the injuries from the past week?
Yeah, I know. I'm 100%.
If you're not able to be at 100%, the whole team, if you're not at 100% this week, how does that change things as far as the scheme defensively?
I mean, it's not going to change anything, because if someone's not playing, then the next guy behind him is going to do his job just as if he was in. So it's not going to change at all, I feel like.
You know, how much does it help to have such a good pass rush? I mean, as a defensive back, when your pass rush is effective, how much easier does that make your job?
Makes it a lot easier. Quarterbacks only got so much time, so you really ain't got to do your job for so long. But it makes it real easy.
Given the way Tennessee's won the last few games, how much emphasis are you guys putting this week on closing out games in the fourth quarter and the third?
I mean, we know how important it is from the first two games, or the Auburn game and the UCLA game. So we've already been focusing on finishing, playing for 60 minutes. So it's just another week to do the same thing.
Do you have any sense, with Coach Chavis having been a Tennessee player, that this is a little bit different week for him?
Probably deep down inside for him it is, but he's going to tell us it's just another week, just like we should look at it. Another week, so we got to do the same thing, win, go out and win, try to do the things that we do on a normal basis. But deep down inside, I feel like he probably feels a little more.
What do you think it would mean to this team to pick up a big win against the top 10 opponent? What would that do for y'all for the rest of the season?
I mean, like I said, it'll get us 1 week better, get us 1 week better for next week, or where we have a bye week, but 1 week better for Alabama, so it'll be good.
Is there any added emphasis with y'all on the defense to go out there and get this one for Coach? Because you know deep down he might have a little something planned against the former team or alma mater.
Yeah, but we try to do that each and every week though, so I really can't say that there's going to be more emphasis on it.